Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In these strange times we're living in, it's so important to help others by giving. I don't mean just monetary terms or time. It's so much more than that, isn't it? It's energy, it's supporting others, and it's volunteering. In the last year, I've witnessed, listened to, interviewed and read about so many people who have given to others, and it's so wonderful to see. That got me to thinking about how giving to others and receiving from others can positively benefit your health and well-being. There's no doubt that we are at times, each of us, struggling to manage with whatever challenges have affected us. This can make us feel alone, downcast, and feeling downright miserable at times. Please do remember that there are so many people out there who will, without too much thought, give you a hand or lift you up with their helping efforts. It's so heartening to see so many people nationally fundraising for important things, isn't it? In a way that gives each of us a little positivity boost, it shows that someone somewhere is thinking about other people and giving something of themselves in terms of efforts, superhuman feats, grueling challenges, or whatever they're doing for the benefit of others. The positivity giving to others is everywhere. And right now, so many people are helping others in need. Locally on the Isle of Wight, people historically have given their time, their efforts and donated funds, supplies and all manner of assistance to others. Since the pandemic arrived, this has been so much more evident. As I stood in a socially distanced queue the other day, outside the chemist, I noted a man waiting in front of me patiently in the very chilly weather. He was in and out of the chemist quickly and was carrying a large box of pharmacy deliveries. It was then I saw on the front of his jacket, volunteer. I felt I had to thank him for his ongoing service to others, so I did so. I hope that that gave him a little boost and helped him and lifted him with his day. Other people in the queue also felt prompted to thank him too, which was lovely. It occurred to me just how many individual, ordinary members of our local communities on the island are helping others in need, providing vital service to those people who are vulnerable or those who currently are shielding or unwell and not able to go out and do those vital things you need. The help provided can be physical or it can be virtual. I'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who is helping anyone or anything on the island right now. You are providing such a vital service to your local community, and your tireless service is greatly appreciated, whether you are doing that in an employed capacity or as a volunteer. Finally, the great thing is, helping others also boosts your own health and well-being and promotes such positivity to the people around you. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.